Working with Compassion International has helped Greystone Church reach our mission of knowing God and making God known. The purpose of Compassion is to release children from poverty in the name of Jesus. Compassion accomplishes this through connecting with churches in the U.S. and churches in poverty-stricken communities around the world. 8 years ago, we hosted a Compassion Sunday at Greystone Church, and we gave our members the opportunity to sponsor children living in poverty, and we partnered with a church in Juticalpa, Honduras. Over the last 8 years, we have sponsored over 1,100 children. As you can imagine, we've been able to impact those kids and their families in the name of Jesus. But what we didn't realize is how we would impact our families at Greystone Church. As some of you know, when you go on a mission trip to a foreign country, the trip ends up impacting you as much or more than those in the foreign country. This is what we've experienced with Compassion. Our families are living on mission because they are participating in the Great Commission and seeing lives change for all eternity. If you and your church would like to partner with Compassion International, I highly recommend hosting a Compassion Sunday at your church. To find out more about hosting a Compassion Sunday, go to compassion.com/family goals. Again, you can find out more information at compassion.com/family goals. Welcome to another episode of the Family Goals Podcast with Davey Pollock and Pastor Jay. We're getting back into it. It's been like 6 weeks.
It's been a while, man.
It's been a minute.
Took a vacation. Took a leave of absence.
But I think people understand.
Yeah. So we're going to keep everybody posted on what's been going on, what we've been dealing with, walking through, and hopefully encourage you guys that are struggling with something else out there, too.
Let's get on it, doggone it.
All right, it's been a while, bro.
Welcome to another episode of the Family Goals Podcast with Davey Pollock.
Did you miss
and
me? Honestly,
Jay.
Be honest. Did you miss me?
I missed you a ton.
See, look at that. That kind of hurt rolling off the tongue, though, didn't it?
It's good to be back. It's good to be back at the Pollock family. Great to see Lindsay. So much better than seeing you.
Agreed. I definitely agree with that.
But she seems to be doing great.
She's doing good.
Five weeks since surgery.
Yep.
I mean, I figure we just dive in and talk about all that. That's been quite a...
It's been a journey.
Quite a life-changing...
Yeah. It's interesting when, with the... obviously, you don't know a lot what you're getting into, which is probably a good thing sometimes. But I think, the neck injury, we talked about that. We talked about dealing with that. Like, the biggest difference that I'm learning with that was me. And that was easier. It's easier when it's you, like, but when it's not and it's your spouse, like I think it's a lot harder. It's a lot more difficult and, definitely learned a lot. And I definitely learned, bro, if I don't strap on the armor, like every day, like I'm going to fail. I mean, I don't know that I've ever had a higher need for God. And when I say that, like, cause Lindsay does everything around the house. Everybody knows us. Like I'm the child, like,
you've had to step up your game.
Yeah, well, I've basically, come home and I've just been able to bring fun for years. And like you said, you talk about all the time, like you just bring the fun. Jennifer does all the planning. Mm-hmm. And, but when you have to do all of the things because she can't, and then it just became harder. It became harder to bring fun, and I finally looked at the kids a couple of weeks ago and I was just like, dude, I'm just telling you, I need y'all's help. Like I can't, I need grace and like, I need you to help, like, not take advantage of this situation. I need you to, like, help me. When we need to go to bed, let's go to bed. Not, because Lindsay will sit there and look at, she didn't even do social media most of the time. Mm-hmm. But she'll look at reels because she's still getting back into it and her brain's still out of it at times. And so she'll just sit there and scroll. And I'm like, all right, it's time to go to bed. And the kids are just yucking it up, laughing with her. And I'm like, it's time to go to bed. And, usually we do it together.
Are you now the responsible adult?
Well,
in the family?
I'm pretty psychotic about bedtime and all that stuff and doing what we say all the time. But like now it's more one-sided and it's really hard. It's just been really hard to that. Like that's a lot more difficult. And, you got more respect for people. Like, I talked to Jeff Whitaker. I talked to him. I'm like, he's doing it by himself, and there's people all over the place that are doing it by themselves. And it's just, man, it's got to be hard. Like, because it has been hard, like doing the, you have a busy schedule and then you have to do all of the things. I ain't done laundry in my life ever. My mama did my laundry. Lindsay started doing my laundry. Like now I'm doing laundry and I'd have it set out on the, in the closet. And I'm like, all right, different colors. Like Bevital, like what setting? She was like, I don't know. I just kind of spin it to this. I was like, okay, come here. like, what setting do I do? And so I've learned if I'm on delicate, like, I'm good. Nothing's ever going to go wrong with delicate and cold. So
you can just throw it all in there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not screwing it up. Okay. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be the one responsible for that. But like, you know, I mean, just learning a lot, like, you know, but just trying to do the best you can to.
So you're talking about putting on the armor of God
every day, bro.
So are you talking like spiritual warfare? Or are you talking like if I'm not
in the Word and I'm not praying and I'm not spending a significant amount of time praying and like inviting God into my life, like I'm going to fail miserably. And I've had a lot of those moments. Like I've got to make sure I make
meaning
time
like
for it.
Losing your temper. 100%.
I'm not gonna
frustrated.
Like the thoughts I have and the, like the selfishness that I have and like, you know, because
kind of the like why me?
No, not why me. More just like I got to do this. I got to do that. And you start thinking about like you start getting selfish as piss. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible. Like you can have your wife go through brain surgery, a craniotomy, which is not much fun. We were talking about that upstairs with my wife. I thought right. You were going to throw up. Like you didn't
oh,
like
yeah.
hearing that.
The description of that. I couldn't even watch ER back in the day. Like,
you looked like you were about to pass out when she was telling you. Yeah. Cause Nicholas was like, she was saying to Nicholas, and again, we're 5 weeks. She was telling Nicholas, my forehead still hurts. And he was like, why? Why does your forehead still hurt? He was like, buddy, they cut me open and they pulled the skin off the top of the head and then they cracked my skull. And he was like, ugh. And I was like, yeah, I think, do you realize that a little bit more now? Like a yeah. little more intense.
How do they mend the skull back together? Does it just grow back together on its own?
There's
no cast.
Well, there's 50 staples. Okay. So they stapled her head to close the wound. And then, you know, it's crazy because that's, you know, slowly starting to come back, but she's still, you know, just like a C-section, you cut the nerves, so there's no real feeling.
Okay.
But man, we're learning a lot. But no, I definitely have had a lot of moments of selfishness and
well, let's go back to the surgery. Of course, as I see people over and over again, they're always asking me how Lindsay's doing. But one of the things that everybody brings up, I mean, I've had hundreds of people bring this up to me, is the video of her praising God after she comes out of surgery. And I was telling them, like, she couldn't feel the left side of her body. She couldn't open her eyes. She couldn't talk.
No.
But she's praising God on the. And I think this video went viral. It gave God glory and honor and praise. And God is going to use her story as to testify about Jesus.
100%. Like, I think, you know me, I don't share personal life stuff. I'm not mm-hmm. a big sharer with my wife and my kids and I think that's an interesting topic we could probably get into because I've just never seen the point of like sharing my successes of my kids and stuff like that. But like, so she wanted Goodness of God out of surgery. That's her favorite song.
Oh, she told you ahead of time.
Well, yeah, that's her favorite song by far.
Okay.
And then Rhett Walker's her favorite version. Sorry, everybody else, but Rhett wins that prize.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I played it. And so, you know, this is a couple hours after surgery. And she's just sitting there and her hands are going up in the air and she's praising and it was unbelievable. I mean, I was crying. It brought tears to my eyes. But yeah, I think that's the yeah. part that people don't realize unless you were talking to us. Like, so when you have right frontal surgery, it affects the left side. So the next 2 days they would come in and say, hey, Lindsay, lift your hands. Well, her left hand wouldn't go up. Like it was kind of like this and the right hand would go up easy. But the video, her left hand went up perfectly fine.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, she hadn't opened her eyes. She hadn't said a word yet. But the way I describe it to people is the Spirit would not be denied. Like the Spirit knew what to do. And she was praising. And that was as happy and just as cool as I've seen it. Like that was a great reminder. And obviously that song forever will hold like special value in our hearts. And it is amazing how those praise and worship songs become your anthem. Mm-hmm. You know, like what you're going through in difficult times, there's usually a song that really speaks to you. And I think you start to listen to it over and over and over again. And I think that definitely, you know, Gratitude with Jody is definitely with mm-hmm. Jeff and the Whitakers. And then I think Goodness of God now with Lindsay, but it was moving. It was cool. It was cool to see. I had to share it. I had to share it because it wasn't, yeah. it was Jesus. It was the Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit not being denied of praising God, and I thought that was really cool.
If that doesn't move you, if that doesn't bring you to tears, you may not be, your heart might not be beating.
Yeah. It was awesome.
That was powerful. I was at the dentist a couple of days ago, and the people in the dentist office were all telling me they had watched it on, they'd all watched it together. And so it's just every, I think it, you're, the impact you guys are having and through telling your story, I think, who knows how many people it's impacting. So you had thousands of people praying for Lindsay. We were talking about this in discipleship the other night. Like, how many thousands of people were praying for you guys? And it, like you said, you normally don't put stuff out on social media, but you ended up putting it out ahead of time because you're of the philosophy and the opinion that you want as many people praying as possible.
Yes. I'm of the philosophy 99% of the time, like my family has nothing to do with me and like posting and sharing them and putting their lives and their stuff out there. But yeah, we want it all we can get. Yeah. And then listen, we still do. I mean, we still got a big mountain to climb. And she's, you know, her left hand is getting better. But like the other day, you know, we went to the beach last week and it took her 45 minutes to adjust her bathing suit. But Lindsay's also extremely stubborn and extremely hard-headed, and she's going to listen to this.
But she wouldn't do it herself?
100%. But her left hand, like, it doesn't have the dexterity and the coordination. And so it was driving her nuts, but she's like, no, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to do it. And then, you know, we've had a couple episodes of her passing out, that's been scary. Like, those are the ones that people ask me about prayers. It's always like, you know, the left side and then the passing out. You know, we've had it twice now where you know, just two different times where we think her blood pressure dropped a little bit and she, you know, one time was getting out.
She completely fainted?
Yeah.
And like fell down?
Yeah. The one time, this was a week after surgery, we were in the bath and, she was throwing up and then she was wide awake and it was 2:00 in the morning. And I was like, what do you want to do? And there's a lot of times where we had breakfast at 3:00 in the morning out on the couch. Like she was just wired. She was awake. Mm-hmm. And so, cause she had slept so much and she was just whatever. I mean, I literally cooked avocado toast one morning at 2:30 and we had breakfast at 2:30. That's just what we did. Mm-hmm. But so she was like, I want to take a bath. So she got in the bath and I think throwing up raised her blood pressure a little bit. And then you get in a hot, think about a jacuzzi, a hot bath or whatever. Like we get out, sometimes you get lightheaded. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, obviously her body has been through some stuff a week prior and I didn't know any different. We didn't know any different. So
yeah,
she gets in the bathtub and then when she stands up, you know, I'm holding her hands. So she stands up and then her legs start to shake and she went out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was
that was scary.
Yeah.
Were you freaking out?
I mean, I wasn't freaking out because it wasn't going to help. I'm squeezing her and her legs went numb. So when I'm squeezing her, like she can't breathe. Like, cause I'm squeezing the crap out of her and I'm a big gorilla. Like, so I turn and I put her butt on the bathtub, like the side of the bathtub. And then I lift her head back I could hear like she could breathe again. But I was just kind of wondering like I didn't know what was going on. So then, you know, we called 911 and literally held her in the tub. And then I picked her up and put her on the bed. And, you know, we made sure we had clothes on before the paramedics got there. But that was one. And then there was one at the beach where, you know, we went and she kind of worked out and working out. Like Lindsay's a war daddy. Like she works out and she walks. Well, she was doing like smaller, tiny weights and she was doing like a bicep curl and press. And when I say working out, it was probably like 3 sets.
Yeah.
Like total.
Like 2 pound weights,
like five or 8 pound weights and do it and press. And then we walked, she walked on the treadmill and then we got back and, we went in the house and she just got lightheaded in the kitchen. And then we look over and she's, you know, she went down. So we were very, very thankful. She didn't hit the cabinet or the floor.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Or the granite countertop or the floor. It was kind of I think she kind of knew she was going out and she kind of hit her butt first and then cabinet, which was good. But like, those are the things, man, that like, you don't know anything. And
did the kids see that?
Nicholas and his buddies did. Nicholas and a couple of his friends did, but
they were freaking out.
They're 16-year-old boys. They were playing their video game. They stopped and they looked and they're like, oh, okay, it's good. All right, sweet. We'll go back. I'm like, we were happy Leah wasn't in there. Cause Leah's a lot more emotional and you worry about that, but man, like it's you know, and Lindsay said it, like a lot of times you'll take those 2 steps forward, then you'll take a step back and it just gets very frustrating. And she's just trying to figure out the blend of how much you do, how much you don't do and how you push yourself. And I think we kind of just decided, like I told her after the last pass out, I'm like, well, you lost some independence. And she was like, I get it. And I was like, okay. So, you know.
You're having to reel her back in.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, because she obviously she wants to do stuff for herself. But after that, it scared the mess out of me. And I was like, all right, well, you're going to have a big Native American next to you everywhere you go now, whatever you do. But I kind of like, you know, at the banquet, we went to the basketball banquet the other day. Just, you know, I'm like, let's just get on our bottom. Like, let's just sit. Like, so if some, like, we keep our blood pressure better, you know? And so she was talking to everybody standing up in a little area, and I just walked behind her and shoved a chair behind her. And like, she was sitting in the middle of the room. She was like, oh, this is comfortable. This is great. Everybody else was just looking. I was like, let's just do this slow. Like, let's
she's
do this
not in a
weeks.
Wheelchair. You're not pushing around in a
no,
wheelchair.
No. She's walking up. She walks. I mean, from a week after surgery, we've been walking, you know, several miles a day. And I mean, she's definitely able to do a bunch. It's just the processing. She texted me the other day. She texted me 2 days ago. I was gone in the morning. And she said, I just did laundry. And she was like, I need a nap. And so like, that's, I mean, it's just like the pressing of it and the pushing of it. And, you know, her personality is hilarious though. I will say that. Like, she's throwing one-liners at people. Like, you're going to catch some strays. I mean, it's fantastic. Like, her filter from before and now is totally different. Leah was playing pickup basketball in the gym, and we walked out there because we had nothing to do for weeks. And we don't usually go out there when she plays. Like, we just kind of let her do her thing. And we walked out there, and Lindsay was just like, two, you're going to pick it up. She was wearing a penny, like a jersey, that pullover jersey, and it was number two. She's like, two, you need to pick it up. Good Lord. I was like, oh, that's fantastic. But we'll be watching something, and she'll just, like the Buffalo, we watched the March Madness. You know, we watched that all together. And that the Buffalo BW3s, it was doing the big, you know, he did that big Buffalo, and it says Buffalo Wild Wings. And it goes, let's go sports bar at the end. Every time that commercial comes on, Lindsay would be like, let's go sports bar. And it's just, it's random stuff like that that's absolutely hilarious. I mean, it's fantastic. It's like the comic relief in the hard stuff, you know, and it's back and forth, and there's good and there's bad, and but it's, you know, we get to do it together. That's what makes it fun. We get to go through it together.
So
and we
normally
get to fight
she
together.
Might think something but not say it. Now she's just saying it.
I can tell you this: the kids are catching more strays, and I'm catching more strays than we ever have. Yes, which is fantastic. And she plays the trump card all the time. Like anytime she doesn't want to do something, I'm like, you know, I'll walk in, I'll be like, all right, you got to take your pills. And we had to take a lot of pills for a long time. By the way, they let me take her from the hospital. I have no clue why. There's no way. I asked her at one point, I was like, do you feel safe? Like, 2 days in, it's me and her in Durham, North Carolina, in a house. Like, just, she's like, I was like, do you feel safe? She's like, yeah. I was like, you shouldn't. I mean, they gave me like 9 medications and you got to time it out. And I'm like, bro, like.
You got to step your game up.
Well, I should have taken her back to the hospital. I should have been like, no, you need to keep her. But yeah, like figuring out the schedule and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Like, that was hard. Like, and you're supposed to time it. And so I literally would write down, like, and then one of the medications is 30 minutes after breakfast. Well, we're throwing everything up. I'm like, does that count? Like,
oh, cause maybe she threw the, threw
yeah. It I'm like, does that meal count? And then, so I mean, they definitely should have never let me go, but like the comments have been fun, and her personality and happiness through it has been great.
Yeah, you were joking around with her when I was up there earlier, and under her breath, I heard her call you a jerk.
Well, I'm surprised it was under her breath.
Like, jerk.
Yeah, I mean,
normally she wouldn't have said that.
Probably
she
not. Just smiled. It was. It's been fantastic.
So, let me ask you: all these people have been praying for you guys. Do you physically feel people's prayers? I was talking with the guy the other day. So one of the little girls in our church just had a kidney transplant. She's been waiting for a kidney, and her aunt donated her kidney. Beautiful story.
Wow.
So Josh Frazier and I went to the hospital and we're visiting with them, and he was saying, I could physically feel people's prayers. Like, because I don't know, do you physically feel people praying for you, or does Lindsay feel people praying for her?
I think she does. Mm-hmm. I think she said she's felt, I think the way we felt it is just the overwhelming peace. And I don't think that's normal. You know, I don't, there hasn't been a moment of why me. There hasn't been a moment of, you know, it's been some hard, but it's not moments of anything that you can't, you know, overcome. Is it hard? Yes. But I think the big thing is when you reach out to, when you reach out to people and you talk to people who are believers that are praying for you, that, and I've had so many people that literally I'm telling them about what's going on and they're like, hey, I want to pray for you. Like, and 100% right there and right then with you, like it eases your mind. I met a dude in the hospital, man. This is one of the coolest things ever. His name's Reese. And I still, I text him to this day. I was texting with him yesterday and his wife's Lindsay. And we're sitting in the hotel floor. Lindsay's in surgery. And we're sitting in the, I got chill bumps right now, like just talking, thinking about this. But like we're sitting in the bottom floor because you can't go up. And we're all sitting around the couch. And it was a bunch of friends that went with us, which was extremely appreciated because when you have a 7-hour surgery and you by yourself, that would have sucked. Like that would have really, really sucked. So it was fun. We were playing cards and trying to keep our minds off of it. And this guy comes up and he's like, hey, man, are you Paul? I was like, yeah. He's like, hey, you know, this is Lindsay. This is my Lindsay. And Lindsay has had glioblastoma, which is really, really difficult, really hard. And she's had a bunch of surgeries and she's been through it. And he was like, I just want to let you know we're praying for you. Hey, can we pray for you right now? Random dude in the hospital, like in circles up. He's like, we know nobody wants to be in this club, but like we're in this together. And so that was kind of, and back and forth with him and then other folks like praying and stuff. I mean, it's just, you know, it isn't a club you want to be in, but it is something that people are going through. And to be able to lean on guys like Reese, I mean, just to text him about, you know, he was like, personality wise, he was like, my wife, he was like, the first surgery, he was like, you know, he said she took a nap at 6 weeks and woke up and she was herself. He was like, it was the weirdest thing ever. Like it took 6 weeks, you know? And so, you know, that brings me a lot of peace because going through it, like, she's not.
Like it could happen like that.
Yeah, and she's not Lindsay yet. Like she's not. I mean, there's a lot of things that are hard, not hard, but just like it's not the woman that I've been with for all these years, and that's harder on me than it probably is on her. Mm-hmm. It's just like it's a little bit difficult and it's a struggle. But like to hear that from him, and then to pray with him, and have so many people praying, like you definitely get there's definitely a peace there that is not of us, you know, and it's not just because, you know, we're strong and we can handle this. Cause I promise we're not strong enough to handle this. Like I've already found that out. Like I'm not, but because of those folks and those prayers and people hitting you constantly, like physical prayers, not just like, I've told you this before, but that's kind of one of my pet peeves is the praying hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. I'm not, it doesn't upset me. I'm just saying like, do you do it? I tell the kids that all, like, do we really do it? That's why I prefer to just text a prayer. Mm-hmm. Like, and then the voice memo thing now is easy. You can just do a voice memo and you can just pray for somebody and send it to them. And
I love that Reese didn't just say he's praying for Lindsay. He went ahead and prayed for her right then.
Let's huddle,
and I love that. I try to teach that to our pastors and our staff. Like, instead of telling someone you're going to pray for them,
do it.
Just do it right then. Just go ahead and, like, wherever you are, just, hey, look, can I pray for you right now?
Yeah, he did it right there in the middle of the hospital.
He's already been through what you're going through.
Yeah, and it's valuable to talk to people like that. But Lindsay's had a bunch of surgeries. His Lindsay, Lens. That's why we separate the two. Mine's Lindsay, his is Lens. And so
glioblastoma.
Oh, it's tough. But to watch him continue to pray, continue to have praise, his personality was so cool, man. Like just optimistic.
How old is he?
He's probably 45. He's got kids, obviously young kids, got a business and just him managing. And I'm like, how do you manage it all? And he's been a good resource, you know, to talk to as you go through it and just to watch him walk it out and stuff. I told him it was incredible, but just like he texted me a picture of something I posted about, cause I posted about him. I said, people in this world are not as bad as people think. And literally I had a dude in the hospital grab us and pray for us. And it meant a lot to us. And he was struggling. And one of his buddies that in his prayer group sent that to him, my post. And he was like, dude, this is what you did. And he was like, it filled my sails again, you know, like, so it's just, you know, I mean, God didn't design us to do this alone, man. Like none of this, man. And the harder it is, the more we need people and the more we need prayer and others that are just going to jump in there, man. It's been humbling. Like it's really humbling to see, cause you don't feel like you deserve it. And it's very humbling to see all the people that jump in and fight with you. Like that's so many people like jumping in and swinging and honestly, we've needed them. So that's cool.
I love that in your GroupMe updates. That was one of the things you kept mentioning is all the different people that are there for you guys, bringing you food, helping you out, praying for you, being there. It's humbling, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're depending on, and y'all have a great group of friends. I mean,
it's insane.
The Sunday night over at the Pilgrims before the surgery, I don't know, there were like 40 or 50 people gathered for a meal, and then we laid hands on Lindsay and prayed over her, and it was y'all got a great group of people, great support group.
Yeah, bunch of people that have made it a lot easier. That's for mm-hmm. sure.
So how can people be praying for Lindsay now? What's the you mentioned her,
the left hand,
her left hand.
Yeah, the left hand. The blood pressure. We don't need any more passing out. that's probably been the hardest thing, the scariest thing. If we can be smart about that and get rid of that, and then just I think the patience of running the race. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's,
well, they said 4 to 6 month recovery. It was the original.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what you say is she's young, she's healthy, we're going to smash that, mm-hmm. right? And I think her attitude, like, I feel good, I can walk, I can do this, and then you go do more, and then it's like, whoa, you know, and you get put in your place really quickly. And so I think, you know, the patience of being able to endure that, the mental, you know, taxing it is on your body and stuff, like laundry being exhausting ain't fun. You know, she told me that she was sore. I was like, what are you sore from? She said, I think I'm sore from laundry. And so, and this is somebody that walks an hour a day and does the elliptical and works out, like, in her, she's always so active. And I think that's, you know, her quiet time used to take her 30 minutes. Like, I get up in the morning, she used to do her quiet time, and she always wants to see the kids in the morning, make sure they're good. And so she would do her quiet time, send the kids off, and she's ready to rock and roll and go on about her day. So that's 5:30. That's 5:30 alarm every morning. She's up and at them. And, like, I come out there at 7, you know, 7:15, 7:30, and she's still doing her quiet time because it takes so long for her to read and process. And you look at her journal, and she's filling it out like crazy. Her handwriting's not as neat. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just, like, there's a lot of things that you're trying to, you know, figure out and go through. But I love that she's still doing it. But she'll be like, hey, what's this word, you know, in the Bible she's reading? I'm like, babe, I don't know either. That ain't your brain. that's just a tough word, man. Like, that's something that all of us are doing the same thing. Remember, just say it real fast, baby doll. Nobody knows the difference. So I think those are a couple of things, like, to just, you know, her strength, her patience to endure and to continue to work, and then, you know, pick and choose your spots, and the left hand, and so all that stuff is stuff that we're going to definitely continue to keep praying for.
I mean, you guys have been strong in your faith. I mean, your faith hasn't wavered.
No,
this. I mean, y'all were in church. I mean,
yeah,
less than a week after surgery, she
was ready to roll.
She was in church.
She said it was exhausting. she said like, because she knows there's a delay when you ask a question. Uh-huh. Like, and now it's getting better and better. But like, so she would say, she's like, it just takes so much effort to like focus and on what somebody's saying, and then be able to repeat some or be able to answer quickly. And she said people will look at her like she's crazy because it might take a sec. My mom did the first time she saw her. She was like, oh, cow, what's going on? I was like, she had brain surgery. Like, it takes a minute. Yeah. Like, she's not there yet. You know, it took people by surprise, especially in the beginning. Now, you probably didn't even notice it upstairs now, five weeks later. Mm-hmm. But it's been great. The church, getting back in church is good. You know, getting back to small group, like all that,
have
all
y'all
the
had
stuff.
Small group, y'all done small group.
I think this week we are. Yeah.
Okay.
So trying to.
I could just see a lot of other people going through this and them being in a wheelchair still, like not even getting out, not even like. But she's like out walking, doing, exercising.
Yeah, she's fighting for sure.
Yeah,
she's fighting. She's swinging.
That's amazing.
What we're gonna do. We're gonna keep swinging.
So. I have a special message for you.
You do?
Yeah.
Special.
Are we want to dive in on this now?
What is our time at now, Wes? We're...
You guys have hit
30 minutes. So Wes basically is saying, shut up. This was the update. This is the one
this
episode.
This was the update.
And then we'll dive into your special message.
How about that?
You're typed out, like your pages to go.
Oh,
how come,
man,
you didn't
I've
inform
got...
me about the special message?
Well, I wanted to get in. Well, that was the first part was update from Lindsay, and that was 30 minutes.
Okay, sweet. Well, y'all stick with us. Hey, everybody's catching up because
we're catching up.
We took a little bit of a break, so now we're back, and we'll get back to Pastor Jay's special message.